Recorded Books presents The Most Human Right, Why Free Speech is Everything by Eric Heinz, narrated by Julian Elfer. The true goal of politics is not merely the least worst administration of the public good. Pierre Vincent Ponté. Chapter 1. Introduction. In 2005, Rakhmon Berdi Ernazarov was imprisoned in Kyrgyzstan, accused of raping his former girlfriend's father. He was confined along with six other men to a cell measuring 30 square feet. Ernazarov was denied visits from his family and was seen by a lawyer only once. After a few weeks, he was found dead from cuts to his body. In the autopsy report, Ernazarov's death was recorded as a suicide, but his brother, Mamat Karim, had doubts. A prison guard told the family's lawyer that Ernazarov had been subjected to constant insults after cellmates heard about the charge of sexually assaulting another man. The guard claimed that Ernazarov had been forced to eat and sleep near the toilet, that his dish and spoon had been damaged by his cellmates to make it difficult for him to eat, and that he had been forced to inflict injuries upon himself with metal cutlery. According to Mamat Karim, the prison guards had known about the abuse but failed to prevent it. The Boston-based organization Physicians for Human Rights later cast doubt on the verdict that Ernazarov had taken his own life. In another case from 1998, an illiterate Iraqi named Q, to protect his identity, had fled Saddam Hussein's regime to seek humanitarian protection in Denmark. Danish authorities issued residency permits to him and his family. Medical examinations later confirmed that he had been tortured and suffered from ongoing physical and emotional trauma. In 2005, Q applied for Danish citizenship, but was turned down for failing to complete his training in Danish culture and language. Under national guidelines, both physically and mentally disabled applicants could be excused from the language requirement, but those rules did not include individuals suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Denmark rejected Q's application, leaving him uncertain about where he and his family would live. Finally, consider the case of Alexander Kazulin, a former rector of the Belarusian State University and Deputy Minister of Education. In March 2005, Kazulin became chairman of the Belarusian Social Democratic Party. The following year, he ran for president of Belarus, publicly condemning the dictatorship headed by Alexander Lukashenko since 1994. In the run-up to the March 2006 election, Kazulin was attending the national legislature as one of his party's representatives when unknown agents beat him, then tossed him into a police van. He was forced to sit between the seats with his legs against his head, choking on his own blood. Later that month, Kazulin took part in a National Freedom Day assembly in the capital Minsk, marching with others toward a jail in support of political prisoners being held there. Soldiers sought to disperse the crowd with batons, smoke bombs, and sound grenades. Kazulin was again beaten by officers and subsequently charged with hooliganism and public order offenses. After a flawed trial, he was sentenced to 5.5 years in a penal colony, living in substandard conditions and denied basic medical care, as well as contact with lawyers or with family and friends. These cases were all examined by the United Nations Human Rights Committee, one of several international bodies charged with monitoring how governments treat their citizens. The committee concluded that Kyrgyzstan, Denmark, and Belarus had violated the three men's human rights. Conflicts old and new. In one sense, such conflicts are as old as humanity itself. From time immemorial, governments have abused their power. Ancient belief systems responded by holding rulers to high standards of justice. Over 2,000 years ago, Confucius, circa 551 to 479 BCE, sought to explain that government must follow principles of righteousness, yi, and integrity, jin. He encouraged officials to observe ren, or jen, by acting in benevolent and humane ways. Just over a century later, Aristotle, 384 to 322 BCE, warned that passion perverts the minds of rulers, even when they are the best of men, while just law is reason unaffected by desire. In classical Islam, the concept of justice requires that people within the community of believers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?